Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-Karim amma ba'd. We've been discussing different types of sins, and there are many, many other sins which we have not discussed. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to abstain from all kinds of sins and to build up our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few important points. Number one, we should make sure we always abstain from even minor sins. We sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Aisha radiallahu anha, abstain from minor sins, for Allah Ta'ala will question you regarding these also. It means don't regard them to be trivial. A person can be taken to task for even these, what we call a minor sin. Number two, if we have sinned, we should never ever advertise our sins. Always feel ashamed and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all the people of my ummah will be pardoned for their sins except for the mujahideen. Who are these people? Those who commit a sin during the night and then tell the people in the morning that he has done such and such, whereas Allah ta'ala has concealed it. So Allah ta'ala concealed him, but he himself exposes his gunas and sins. And today, by means of the cell phone especially, a person does wrong, a person does a sin, and thereafter he goes now and he advertises it, and he shows it off to people. So this is a major sin, a major wrong, where a person is advertising his sin. Number three, a person should never ever despair, lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always resort to seeking forgiveness and repentance. If a person doesn't make tawbah after any sin, then darkness will engulf the heart of a person, it will settle on the heart. And the more a person sins, the more it will be settled on the heart. So when a person makes tawbah, then he is asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, for breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he has broken somebody else's rights, then he should make sure he tries to rectify the rights of those whose rights were violated, either by discharging the money or whatever a person owes that person, if it's in tangible form, or otherwise to ask the person for forgiveness if a person has slandered somebody, abused somebody, done violence against somebody. So a person must make sure, as Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you discharge the rights of your brother today, whether such rights pertain to his honor or wealth, before the time comes when there will be neither no gold nor silver, that is on the day of Qiyamah. So a person should not despair, but we should make sure we try to correct ourselves, and we try to make ourselves better people before the time of death comes to a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, so merciful, so kind. Allah is prepared to forgive his bandas and servants. It is for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned in one bayan, he explained that one way of Islah and reformation of a person, if a person wants to come out from any sin, which he has from his own side, he has experienced this year and he's found great benefit in it, is that a person must read two rakats of salat every night before sleeping. And after reading the two rakats of namaz, think of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then make dua to Allah ta'ala, thinking of one's sins, wrongs, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of his heart that, oh Allah, I'm very, very weak. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq ability, I'm involved in this sin. Whether it's whatever sin a person is involved in, zina, fornication, backbiting, a person is involved in masturbation, a person is involved in television, cutting his beard, whatever it is. And he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, ya Allah, please forgive me. I'm involved in this sin. Ya Allah, take me out of this sin. And he says, continue doing this for a period of about 2 or 3 months. And he says, certain sins which were in a person's life which he thought was impossible to come out from, he will be shocked how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that courage, and eventually he will come out of that sin. And he will find it very easy now for himself to abstain from that sin. What he thought was impossible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it possible for that person, Allah will make it easy for that person. And then Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi gives this ayat of the Quran to substantiate it. He says, not the tafsir of the ayat, but it shows, it has a meaning. إِلَّا مَن تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. A person who makes tawbah, he has got iman and he does good actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change that person's evil qualities into good qualities. So a person had an evil quality, he could not control his gazes, for example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him that ability now. His gazes will only be focused to those places in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy, and he will be looking at the good things, the righteous things, and he will abstain from haram things. So in this way, inshallah, if a person continues making tawbah and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq, Allah is the only one, Muzakkiya Hakiki, the true being who can take us out from all our sicknesses, our weaknesses, our illnesses. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there for us. And no matter how many times we fall and we make a mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive his bandas and servants. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in one day a person commits a sin 100 times, and each time he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah will never say you are playing the fool, but every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive that person. So may Allah ta'ala make us amongst those. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Allah loves those who make tawbah in abundance, who repent in abundance. It's just like how Allah loves those who are pure. So if we're not pure, at least let us be amongst the tawabin, those who are always making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah grant myself and all of us the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.